Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 12. And so a whole nation came from this one man who was as good as dead. A nation with so many people that, like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore, there is no way to count them. The writer to the Hebrews described Abraham as being as good as dead. That's not flattering. But he was describing a 99-year-old man who was married to Sarah, a woman decades past childbearing years. The whole situation looked hopeless. But God had promised Sarah would have a baby, from whom a whole nation would be born. In human terms, this was laughable nonsense. But God was at work. And so something that was humanly impossible was exactly what happened. Isaac was born, and the nation came into being with descendants as uncountable as the stars in the sky or the grain of sand on the seashore. We're continually tempted to domesticate God. We try to make him fit into the world that we understand and make him like us. Long ago, Voltaire, the French philosopher, expressed this powerfully when he said, "God made mankind in his own image, and mankind has been trying to get his own back ever since." That is to say, we're tempted to make God like us, and we don't do miracles. Reading the Bible confronts us with a God who is in the business of doing miracles, and so we need to be ready for them. This will only happen as we get closer and closer to God in prayer, and as we spend time reflecting on the Bible. By doing so, our limited ways of thinking and our cramped expectations will be challenged to embrace God's way of looking at the world. I love the dramatic contrast between the apparent deadness of Abraham and Sarah and the unquenchable vitality of God's life that was unleashed when they obeyed God and stepped out in faith with him. Let's allow God to start shaping our thinking, so that we enter each day with a confident expectation that he will act miraculously as we trust ourselves to him. Now let me ask you a question. What miracles have you seen? And what miracles are you praying for at the moment? Now let me pray with you. God of miracles, we worship you. We praise you for the way in which you moved in Abraham and Sarah's life, and ask you to touch our lives today with your miraculous power. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today.
Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
The Ask NT Wright Anything podcast is back.
Hello, this is Tom Wright speaking to you from my study here in Oxford in England. I'm really looking forward to the fact that Mike Bird and I are relaunching the Ask NT Wright Anything podcast, looking at key questions that people have sent in, but also developing some themes that he and I have been interested in and we're eager to talk about with one another.
Listen today on your chosen podcast provider and head to asknt.com to submit your question.